This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
We are always interested in looking at new ventures to get blind and partially sighted people active. And a little while ago, I was chatting with Siri Rockcliffe from the University of Brighton, looking at some research and a project into swimming. Just remind us again of the research, the sort of catalyst for this.
Thank you. So, yes, there isn't that much research out there that tells the stories of people with lived impairments and their relationships with water, what it means to them in various different capacities. So the research is to be able to get in the water, get next to the water with people with visual impairments, and we experience that together. We experience it for training, for leisure, just to help with your general well-being.
What were some of the barriers that people were perhaps telling you that not perhaps put them off swimming, but made them think twice about trying it?
Sometimes it's the unknown. So it's not sure what the facilities and the infrastructure is going to be like at your local watery space environment. Not having swim guides on hand and not having the right transport to be able to get down there as well have been significant barriers for many. So by being able to tell these lived stories, these lived experiences, we can then hope to be able to remove these barriers.
It wasn't just a paper research project here. You actually did set up an event and had people come along to that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had a wonderful opportunity to work with Sea Lanes in Brighton, the UK's National Open Water Swimming Centre, to be able to host a swimming session that was exclusively for people with visual impairments, to be able to experience water in their own way, in quite a safe space. It's right next to the sea, so whilst it's not in a natural water environment, you're getting all those environmental textures and feelings and sensory inputs as well. So it was just a wonderful space to be able to open up and hopefully then become a catalyst for people to want it to get in the water more often.
So the results of that session, what were they? What were people telling you about their experiences?
It was really, really wonderful. The guests had a wonderful time and actually were so eager to share their stories. It was a real reflection of what water means to so many people and how happy it makes people feel. People came down there for so many different reasons. Some bought swim coaches so they could train and work on their technique. Other people were experienced swimming again since experiencing sight loss. So it was quite a new thing that they were doing that they hadn't done in a long time. Other people wanted to experience some leisure swimming, and it was wonderful to have the opportunity where they could have lanes for themselves, where there was dedicated space, and it was quite a nice, calm and safe environment to be able to experience that in. It was very well received. It was wonderful.
As Sadie mentioned, the session was a great success. It took place at Sea Lanes in Brighton, and we have Elizabeth Meadows from Sea Lanes with us. Elizabeth, sounds like a great resource and a great place to get in the water for people of all ages and all abilities.
It really is. It's a really varied space. We aim to have access for everybody, really. And since opening, you can see the little communities that it's built within the pool. So there's people that come and do coach sessions via like our partners with SwimTrek, with our swim coaching. But within that as well, you see day-to-day people forming friendships in the pool and then around the site as well. It is a really great community down here.
Now, the session that Sadie told us about has now been extended. There's going to be more of these opportunities as well. Tell us about those.
We are doing a visually impaired only swim at 11 o'clock till 12 o'clock every Wednesday for the summer holidays up until the 27th of August. So people can book on or they can drop down and pay on the door, and they can be free to swim in the space in the lanes with each other. And then we've just lowered the capacities in the pool for those sessions. So it'll be closed to the public during that hour. We hope then by the end of the sessions, by the end of summer, that we will just make it a permanent feature within our programme weekly.
For many blind and partially sighted people, sometimes it's not just the swimming, if you like, that's a barrier. Sometimes it's actually getting to the place where they know their way around, where the lockers, what help and assistance is there. So presumably that's something you've looked into a great deal to make the coming and getting there and getting around experience really comfortable.
Yes, we've got our team on site that will be there to assist. And we've also got one of our partners on site, SwimTrek. They volunteered to be guides during these sessions. So they're going to come over and assist people through the changing rooms and at the poolside. And I've had some external people actually contact the pool that have offered to be guides on these sessions as well, which is great.
Swimming is great exercise, physical exercise as well. I suppose also, though, for your mental health, it's a good thing. And I suppose for many people, it can help extend a social circle, build confidence as well. So there's a lot that every kind of individual, beginners or experienced swimmers, can get from this.
Anytime you see someone coming in, especially in the mornings at like 6 a.m. for their swim, you can see people a bit tired, a bit lethargic, and they come out and they're glowing when they come out of the pool and they feel so revitalized. And people that haven't got confidence, there's quite a lot of people that come and say, it looks like a quite competitive pool. And we reassure them that we have people of all different skills, and we've got our two slow, our two medium, and our two fast lanes. And everyone's so accommodating to each other in the pool. Some people just come in for rehabilitation and sort of walk up and down the pool just to keep themselves moving.
Sadie, great to hear that these sessions are up and running. They're going to be there through the summer as well. So for you as a researcher doing all this work, it must be great to see almost the fruits of your labour as well. But I assume you want this to grow further.
Yes, I do. I'm absolutely thrilled. It's wonderful as well, as Lizzie said, seeing the community come together and want to create and build and work to be able to support interdependence, independence at these various opportunities and various events. And since the wonderful event, initial event hosted at Sea Lanes, there's been lots of other organisations around the country, lots of other landowners for open water swimmings, like lakes and rivers, who have got in touch and want to be able to work together to be able to host events at their site and make their spaces more inclusive and accessible. So I'm really excited for what's to come.
And Sadie, if people want to check out the research they've done, is that something that they can do?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. The research website is accessiblewaters.co.uk. It gives details on what's going on at the moment. You can have a little bit of a look at the fieldwork that's going on with the swim along interviews. There's lots of audio and accessible material on there. You can get involved if you want to. And also, it's a great point as well that community groups are connecting on there as well and creating their own events together in their own relationships, which is lovely.
Fantastic. And Elizabeth, just remind us when the sessions are on and if there's anywhere that people can get more information.
Yep, so they're every Wednesday at the moment till the 27th of August between 11 and 12. If people would like more information about the swims, we have our sealanesbrighton.co.uk website, and we also have an email address, which is elizabeth.meadows@southdownsleisure.co.uk. Or you can call us on 01273 044 163. We'll be able to give you all the information that you need.
Fantastic. Good to hear about the new sessions, and let's hope they continue as well. For the moment, to Sadie and to Elizabeth, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us, Alan.
Thank you.